like every public service organisation, LYAT has been forced to look at its cost structures over the last number of years. Our budget has been cut by 43%. So we've been trying to maintain our services through that specific regime over the last number of years. The governing body at the Institute has asked us to look at specific issues. One of these has been to look at the School of Tourism in Killybegs and to bring forward options as to how we might manage that facility into the future.
One of the options being looked at is relocating the School of Tourism, centralising it in Letterkenny and effectively withdrawing from Killybegs. I mean, could that possibly be a runner?
Well, anything is up for discussion at the moment. You know, the governing body has specifically requested us to cost up for a number of options and to bring them back to them for a meeting at the beginning of June. I think our track record in Killybegs has been very strong over the last number of years in terms of investment in wind energy and looking at the possibility of developing a seafood development centre in Killybegs as well as the academic programmes. But I think the issue that we've always had in Killybegs is specifically attracting sufficient student numbers onto the programmes we have. Even though the standard of the programmes are excellent, the qualifications of the students are the best in the country and the employment record of the graduates is great as well. So basically, from the point of view of Letterkenny IT as an entity, we have to look at our overall cost structure, and the School of Tourism and the Killybegs campus is one issue that we're looking at the moment.
A public meeting is planned for next Monday in Killybegs. Is that a meeting you'd consider attending?
Thomas Pringle, in fairness to him, has invited the college to make an appearance at the meeting, and at the moment I intend to do so.